Hey, Sports Squire here with defensive coordinator Coach Minter from Georgia State football. How is the unit looking overall? You got just finally game week. Does that bring some more preparation? You can finally game plan and just prepare for your opponent?
Yeah, I think it certainly lets guys zero in on what they need to focus on for this particular game. You know, when you go through training camp, you install a lot of your defense, and then as you get closer to the game, you really start zeroing in on what we're gonna want to have ready for this team. So feel good about this group. We got a veteran group. We got a bunch of seniors, really at all three levels, at D line, linebacker, and in secondary in particular. So you know, it's an experienced group, and look forward to watching these guys play on Friday.
We'll talk about the opponents since you brought them up. What challenges will Ball State present? And I know it's early and this is a season opener, but just looking from last season and maybe intel from this offseason, what are you looking at?
I think a big thing for this game is they have a new coaching staff. So there's a lot of unknown about their scheme and what they're going to run. So, you know, we've prepared for a lot of different things that they could throw at us. The head coach is coming from the NFL as an offensive quarterback coach for the Saints. So we've looked at some of their film, obviously, some of their film from last season. From a personnel standpoint, you know, I know they have a lot of confidence in the quarterback that they have returning. He's a big, athletic guy that can spin it pretty well, and they have a couple really good wide receivers that, you know, we're going to have to keep track of. And I know they want to get the running backs and the tight ends more involved in their offense. So it's just a great challenge mainly because of the unknown of it being the first game.
Last season, most improved defense in college football. What were just one or two of the things that you guys were able to do well to not only statistically produce results, but on the field as well, increasing your win total as well?
Well, we, you know, number one, I think we improved in stopping the run, which allowed us to do some more things in passing situations. But the guys really just, you know, they stuck together. They believed in us. They believed in the scheme. They believed in each other. It took us a little time to get it really rolling last year. But once we did, I think we, you know, proved to ourselves the type of unit we're capable of being when we play up to our level. So look forward to hopefully starting this way this year.
We'll go to the levels defensive line. Looks like you have a lot of returners there. How is that front four, three looking?
You know, it's a very experienced group. When we line up, you know, our first five or six guys in there have all played in a bunch of football games. So that's always good. They've gotten bigger, stronger, faster over the offseason. So we expect that group to really kind of be the lead dogs of our defense. I think you win games up front, and to have an experienced group certainly sets a good tone for us.
Elias Peterson on the linebacker group, but how is that unit looking overall, those guys?
You know, I have a lot of confidence in our linebackers. We have a bunch of guys that have played similar to the D-line. We moved some guys around, so you know, you see Alonzo McGee kind of moving into that same spot that Peterson played. Mike Shaw's moving around some. We added in Andrew Everett, you know, a transfer, fifth-year transfer from Old Dominion, that I expected to bring a lot to the table for our defense. So just a lot of confidence in those guys. You know, got a guy like Caleb Ringers, a fifth-year senior at Mike Backer, that's played a lot of football for us. So just feel good, one, about the experience and about our athleticism and our length at linebacker that we can cause some havoc.
Secondary, big thing in professional and college football is a nickel package becoming really a base,
sure,
a defensive unit. So your secondary, I'm sure, has been a critical training part of your offseason with Baker obviously leading the way. But how is that unit looking overall so far? Have you noticed that more now? You're implementing more DBs and safeties.
Absolutely.
Into your base?
We, you know, have a lot of confidence in our DBs. You know, we have, in my opinion, two of the best cover corners in this league. At the mid-major level, guys that can probably play anywhere, and Channon Sullivan and Jerome Smith. So they give us a lot of flexibility to do different things. Bobby Baker, Brian Williams, Clovis Campbell, you know, all seniors, all guys that have played that I expect to be leaders back there and have really good seasons.
Fourth year of the program, you came in with Coach Miles. Obviously, the first few years were some struggles. But it seems like a maturation when you mentioned a lot of upperclassmen. It seems like the coaching staff and the players is finally starting to see that growth come together. I'm sure the first few years were rough for the entire unit, but last year's bowl appearance, has that just brought some more confidence to the program overall?
Yeah, I think what it has shown the guys is that if you stick to the plan, you don't get too far off course, and you just stick to your values and what you believe in and keep preaching it, keep working, that good things end up happening. And we had a bunch of guys, you know, Shawnee Lawrence, Tevin Jones, Carnell, McKendy, all those guys played as freshmen. And they weren't ready to play, but they had to play. And it's paid off that they've just grinded and stuck to it, and it started paying off last year. and hopefully we can finish. You know, I feel like this could be a great job of finishing what we started with this particular group that came in our first year, and hopefully we can finish with a nice season for them.
Speaking of the coaching staff, your father is on the staff. How's that relationship? And it seems like it's a reversal now.
Yeah.
I'm sure in the past he was your superior,
right.
But I think if you look at the kind of the chart of the coach staff, you are his superior.
Right.
How's that dynamic work, and how is that as your family just being able to work together closely this way?
I mean, it's an unbelievable experience. We have had the chance to work together before, obviously when he was in charge. So he's an unbelievable resource for me because I mean he's either been a D coordinator or a head coach for, you know, 30 years out of his coaching career. So he's been in my shoes. He sat in my chair. He brings a ton of insight, not only to me, but to the whole defensive staff, to the whole coaching staff. Just unbelievable experience, unbelievable knowledge of the game, and particularly our system on defense. So, I mean, we couldn't be happier having him here